from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla supports Indonesian Gymnastic Association targeting gold at Asian Games. Ministry of Defense and Domestic Defense Industry enhance synergies to build national main weapon system. And now the news in detail. Vice President Yusuf Kalla asked the Indonesian Gymnastic Association to prepare the athletes to compete in the 2018 Asian Games with various exercises. General Chairman of PB Persani, or the Association of Indonesian Gymnastics, Ilya Avianti, met Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who is also Chairman of the Asian Games Steering Committee, to report on the development of 22 athletes, including the athletes who have been sent to Moscow, Russia, and won bronze in the international arena. Ilya Avianti, at the Vice President's office in Jakarta on Thursday, January 11, 2018, said that Vice President Yusuf Kalla also asked the association to win gold medals as many as possible in the multi-sport event of the Asian Games.
Pak JK menyambut positif tentunya ya, kalau target emas. Karena selama ini kan senam ini
the Vice President welcomes positive, of course, if the gold target as long as 10 years gymnastic has not been heard. But yesterday we had passed the SEA Games and we could grab gold, silver and bronze unexpectedly. So we keep pushing our athletes to practice. Although the government budget for the association is smaller than last year, Ilya Avianti ensures that it will not degrade the quality of her athletes' training. The association will include sponsorship to support 22 gymnastic athletes at the Asian Games. In the near future, Persani, or the Indonesian Gymnastic Association, will send its athletes to practice in the United States and Doha, Qatar. Ilya Avianti added Persani is now also preparing to become the organizer of the Junior Asia Championship, which is the first international gymnastic competition in Indonesia. The Junior Asia Gymnastic Championship is also a preparation for the 2018 Asian Games on August the 8th. Indonesia must be able to improve the production of its main weapon system through the domestic defense industry. The independency of the defense industry becomes very important to advance the domestic defense industry. This was affirmed by Minister of Defense Ria Mizat Riakudu in a press conference after the meeting of the Ministry of Defense 2018 at the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Thursday afternoon, January 11, 2018. He said that the synergy with the domestic defense industry is the main value for the Indonesian military, TNI, as user to have a sense of pride in using the local defense equipment.
Kementerian Pertahanan dengan industri pertahanan ini akan memacu lagi. Industri pertahanan itu ada PT PAM, Pindad, dan PT DI agar membuat alutsista yang kita mampu.
Ministry of Defense along with domestic defense industries will spur again with the defense industries. There are PT PAL, PT Pindad, and PT Dirgantara Indonesia to make main weapon system or alutsista that enable the Indonesian military TNI to use well, safely and comfortably. So if we invite people to buy, they already know better. Thus, the defense ministry is able to increase the economy of this nation. Furthermore, Minister Yamizar Yakudo also explained that one of the major economic growth improvements in the world's major countries is through their defense industry. Therefore, he views that Indonesia should be able to improve the ability of the domestic defense industries so that Indonesia's economic growth can be more developed. The simultaneous regional head elections to be held in some regions in Indonesia in 2018 will bring about positive impact on people's lives. However, behind the positive impact, there is a potential conflict to be aware of due to the high social tension among the community. It was conveyed by an economic observer from the University of Indonesia, who is also Program Director of INDEF, or Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, Berli Martawardaya, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, January 11, 2018 in Jakarta. Dubbing liputannya Reza tentang pilkada membawa dampak positif. So, generally, it brings positive impact on the growth and welfare of the local people. Of course, in addition to social tension arising and some conflicts, so that's the exception. Berli added that one example of the positive impacts of the elections is the rising of the economy through the provision of goods and services for the purposes of the regional head election itself, such as banners, flags, clothing, food, and others. Indonesian Defense Ministry held Leaders Meeting 2018 with commanders of the Indonesian Military TNI and TNI Chiefs of Staff at Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Thursday, January 11, 2018. TNI Commander Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, in a press conference after the Leaders Meeting Thursday afternoon, said that the meeting was to discuss strategic planning issues and to find the solutions of the issues. We keep supporting the policy by improving professionalism and the welfare of the personnel. That's the goal, increasing professionalism of personnel of the Indonesian military TNI is by building power. It can be done by encouraging national defense industries and by transfer of technology from other countries. It is also related to second strategic planning within 2014-2019. There will be some main weaponry system to fulfill the need of the Indonesian military, army, navy, and air force. Moreover, Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto explained that the leaders' meeting of Indonesian Defense Ministry 2018 also discussed the increasing of capability of the Indonesian military TNI personnel in a bid to be professional by fostering education and training. Even TNI will also build 7,000 proper homes for the personnel. He added that TNI or the Indonesian military said that the goal of improving professionalism of TNI personnel is to make them be able to conduct their duty as deterrent, force mover, and restorer, and also be able to conduct their main duty to maintain the sovereignty and integrity, as well as protecting all components of Indonesia. Indonesian Ministry of Defense held a leadership meeting in 2018 along with the TNI Commander and Chief of Staff at the Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Thursday, January 11, 2018. Commander of Armed Forces, Commander of the Indonesian Military TNI, Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, in a press conference after the meeting on Thursday afternoon, said that the meeting discussed various strategic plans and problems in a bid to find solutions from all problems arising.
Kementerian Pertahanan dengan industri pertahanan ini akan memacu lagi. Industri pertahanan itu ada PT PAM.
We remain in line with the policy to improve the professionalism and welfare of the soldiers. That is the goal, to improve the professionalism of the soldiers and build strength. Building up the strength can be implemented with the domestic industry and state-owned strategic industry, and can also be done with transfer of technology with overseas production. In line with the second strategic plan program 2014-2019, there are several armaments that will gradually meet the needs of three dimensions in the Indonesian military TNI. The 2018 Leadership Meeting of Indonesian Ministry of Defense 2018 also discussed the improvement of the ability of the Indonesian military TNI soldiers to be professional by strengthening education and training. Even the Indonesian military TNI will build 7,000 decent official houses for soldiers. According to the TNI commander, the objective to improve the professionalism of TNI soldiers is to enable them to perform the functions of deterrence, prosecution, and restoration, and to carry out the main tasks that are given to maintain the sovereignty and integrity and protect the entire Indonesian nation. Icelandic national football team is set to face the Indonesian national team or Timnas in the international friendlies at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium on Sunday, January 14. Iceland planned to play a different strategy compared to the last game on Thursday, January 11, against the Indonesian selection of the Maguwo Harjo Stadium. Indonesia was beaten 0-6 to Iceland. Iceland's national team coach Heimir Hallgrímsson said in Jakarta on Friday, January 12, that playing against Indonesia's selection and playing against Indonesia's national team are clearly two different things that must be underlined. According to Hallgrímsson, their team has prepared a different strategy to face the Indonesian national team. He admits that his team will pay extra attention to the speed and prominent individual skills of the national team. Meanwhile, Indonesia selection coach Robert Rene Albert stated that their game against Iceland has already portrayed the strength of the team that will participate in the 2018 World Cup. And the last item, the population of Komodo dragons in the Komodo National Park in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara Province, has reached 3,012 heads in 2017. This was stated by head of the park, Sudiono. He stated in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara on Thursday that the population was 3,012 and it tended to increase, particularly those on Gili Motang, Nusa Kode Isles, where its population was very small in the past. He explained that the population of Komodo dragons or Varanus komodensis in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai District is stable and not on the brink of extinction. The giant lizards are found on the isles of Padar, Gili Motang, Nusa Kode, Komodo, and Rinca. Adult Komodo dragons eat wild boars, deer, and horses, while the smaller ones consume insects and poultry. Founded in 1980, Komodo National Park is home to the endemic Komodo dragon, the world's only surviving prehistoric giant lizard. The park includes three larger islands, namely Komodo, Rinca, and Padar, as well as numerous smaller ones with a total area of 1,817 square kilometers. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla supports Indonesian Gymnastic Association targeting gold at Asian Games. Ministry of Defense and Domestic Defense Industry enhance synergies to build national main weapon system. And listener, that was the news.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Collision in Germany. Angela Merkel indeed won the election in Germany held in September 2017, but this does not necessarily make Angela Merkel easily governed. After negotiating with the Green Party and the Liberal Party, eventually the coalition of called Jamaica failed to be formed. The name of Jamaica arises because the color of the CDU party's flag is black and the green as a green party color and the Free Democratic Party is yellow, exactly the flag of Jamaica. This failure made German politics uncertain. Entering 2018, it appears that coalition between the Christian Democratic Union, CDU, and the Christian Social Union, CSU, with the Social Democratic Party, SPD, will be possible. One of the problems concerning the issue of immigrants has come to light. Both sides agree on a law restricting trained immigrants, but that does not mean that everything is easy. CDU and CSU want to limit the number of incoming immigrants, which is only 70,000 people per year, while the SPD still allows the immigrants to come. In fact, Germany is now indeed upskilled workers because many of the citizens who enter over age are not productive anymore. If both sides agree on the issue of immigrants, it seems open to discuss cooperation in the coalition to form a government. But the SDP itself needs to make an internal vote whether to cooperate with CDU and CSU. If some members of SPD refuse to form the coalition plan is over. For Angela Merkel, there are still two options: running the government with minority vote or carrying out re-election. By holding re-election, Merkel's chance to become chancellor for four times might fail. This uncertain political condition in Germany is not expected to continue. As one of the major countries in the European Union, Germany acts as a dynamometer in Europe. The crisis in Germany can affect the European Union as a whole. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event which occurred on January 12, 1966, the Tritura. After the abduction and killing of some military generals on 30 September 1965, political situation in Indonesia became heated. The Indonesian Communist Party, PKI, was accused behind the incident, and a wave of demonstrations demanding the dissolution of the party was getting harder. The effects of uncertain political situation led to the economic situation became worse. As a result, the prices of basic needs continued to soar. Finally, on January 12, 1966, anti-communist organizations grouped under the Pancasila Front issue the three demands of the people, or Tritura, namely the dissolution of the PKI or PKI, the cleansing of the cabinet of elements involved in 30 September movement, and lower prices and economic improvement. The impact of the Tritura was on March 11, 1966, on which President Sukarno ordered Major General Soeharto as the commander of the army to take the necessary actions to restore security and order. On January 12, 1998, the European Council prohibits any attempt to cloning people. 19 members of the European Council on January 12, 1998 in Brussels, Belgium, signed an additional protocol for human rights and biomedics, which prohibits any medical endeavors for cloning against humans. The ban also confirms it would give punishment to anyone on the Blue Continent for those who violate the Council's decision. The decision came out after the birth of Dolly, the first clone ship, announced on February 23, 1997, by the Scottish team. The European Council is the highest political organization within the European Union, where its members are heads of state or governments of European Union member states, plus the President of the European Commission. and the last event of Haiti earthquake, which occurred on January 12, 2010. The 2010 Haiti earthquake was catastrophic magnitude of 7.0 scale Richter, and the earthquake occurred on January 12, 2010. An estimated 3 million people were affected by the quake. The earthquake caused major damage in Port-au-Prince, Jacmel, and other settlements in the region. Notable landmark buildings were significantly damaged or destroyed. Many countries responded to appeals for humanitarian aid, pledging funds, and dispatching rescue and medical teams, engineers, and support personnel. Haiti earthquake opened record of natural disasters that happened in the world throughout 2010. The United States Geological Survey said the disaster was the largest earthquake in Haiti within 200 years. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to My Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll talk about Indonesia applies zero tariff Palestinian products. The Indonesian government has implemented zero tariff for some Palestinian products entering Indonesia to support the Palestinian economy. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed the 2018 press statement in Jakarta on Tuesday. The tariff policy, which to be applied on a number of Palestinian products entering the Indonesian market, is a form of economic support from Indonesia to Palestine. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, the two products that have been applied zero tariff, namely dates and olive oil. So far, the amount of import duties of both products is 5%. According to Retno Marsudi, Indonesia's support for Palestine is not only political support, but also economic support and technical cooperation. She asserted, this year, the Indonesian government will also increase cooperation on desalination process in water and health with Palestine. Retno Marsudi explained that Indonesia and Palestine at the end of last year have signed a memorandum of understanding on trade cooperation. The point is to free import duties on palm and olive oil products to Indonesia, which are effective in 2018. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding was signed by the Indonesian Minister of Trade, Enggar Tias Tolukita, with Palestinian National Economy Minister, Amir Odeh, on the sidelines of the 11th World Minister Organization in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Indonesia's diplomacy for Palestine, according to Retno Marsudi, continues to be fought for the sake of humanity and justice. Palestine is the heart of Indonesia's foreign policy. Minister Retno Marsudi also called on countries in the world to give full support to the Palestinians. There are many ways to help Palestine, such as strengthening the economy, as mandated by President Joko Widodo. Indonesia-Palestinian trade balance throughout 2016, based on data from Indonesian Embassy in Amman, reached $2.5 million, or about 35.7 billion rupiah. Indonesia's export to Palestine in the same year reached $2.23 million, or about 31.8 billion rupiah. While import from Palestine amounted to $284,000, or about 4 billion rupiah. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla asked the Indonesian Gymnastic Association to prepare the athletes to compete in the 2018 Asian Games with various exercises. General Chairman of the Association, Ilya Avianti, met Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who is also Chairman of the Asian Games Steering Committee, to report on the development of 22 athletes, including the athletes who have been sent to Moscow, Russia, and won bronze in the international arena. Indonesia must be able to improve the production of its main weapon system through the domestic defense industry. The independency of the defense industry becomes very important to advance the domestic defense industry. This was stated by Minister of Defense Ria Mizar Triakudu in a press conference after the meeting on the domestic defense industry. This was stated by Minister of Defense Ria Mizar Triakudu in a press conference after the meeting of the Ministry of Defense 2018 at the Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Thursday afternoon. The simultaneous regional head election to be held in some regions in Indonesia in 2018 will bring about positive impact on the people's lives. Indonesian Defense Ministry held leaders meeting 2018 with commanders of the Indonesian military and Indonesian Military Chiefs of Staff at Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Thursday, January 11. Icelandic national football team is set to face the Indonesian national team or Timnas in the international friendlies at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium on Sunday, January the 14. And the last item, the population of Komodo dragons in the Komodo National Park in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara Province, has reached 3,012 in 2017. And listeners, that was News in Brief. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Into this edition, we will invite you to have a culinary tour to Gorontalo. Stay tuned. Listener, Karawo or Krawang is the traditional cloth of Gorontalo province. It is the product of handicraft which has been inherited from generation to generation since the 17th century. Karawo is the abbreviation for Kayita, Randeya and Woala, which has been inherited from generation to generations since the 17th century. Karawo is the abbreviation for Kayita, Randeya and Woala, which means a motif used on Karawo cloth. The motifs shaped like hooks and chains. This kind of handicraft is made into various designs such as clothes, handkerchief, tablecloth, bed sheet, etc. Karawo is not only interpreted as cloth, but it also means cookies. This traditional cookies is adapted from the Karawo fabric motifs, so it is called Karawo cookies. Listener, Marawa cookies are made of butter, fine granulated sugar, eggs, milk, vanilla, maize flour, and wheat flour. While the ingredients to decorate the cookies are fine granulated sugar, albumin, and fine jar. To make the cookies, firstly the butter and fine granulated sugar are blended, then added with egg yolks. Then the milk, butter, maize or corn flour, and vanilla are added to form the dough. Later, the dough is printed based on the design. Generally, the shape of cookies looks like heart and round. After the cookies are printed, those are baked on the oven. When it is done and cooked, the cookies can be decorated. The ingredients, fine granulated sugar, albumin, and vanilla jar, are mixed until the color becomes white. Then, it was divided into 5 parts to be given the different colors, such as white, yellow, blue, red, and green. Once the decoration materials are ready, they can be used to decorate the cookies based on Karawa fabric patterns. Listener, it takes quite a long time to make the cookies, especially to decorate it. In order to make the cookies look attractive, it is required great diligence and thoroughness, especially when making the hand embroidery of Karawa fabric. Besides the beautiful decoration, the cookies is also delicious. Karawa cookies taste really sweet along with crunchy texture. The cookies are usually eaten with tea or coffee. Listener, in Gorontalo, Karawa cookies is usually served during religious holidays such as Eid al-Fitri. Moreover, Karawa cookies are often bought as parcels and souvenirs from Gorontalo. Almost all of souvenir shops in Gorontalo sell the cookies in the neat packaging. It is sold with 100,000 rupiah up to 200,000 rupiah, depend on the size of packaging. Listener, that was today's regular Indonesian Wonder with the topic of Karawa cookies from Gorontalo. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. See you and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. Listener, as an archipelago country, Indonesia is rich in marine biodiversity and has a potency to increase the economy. But the fishermen's ability in marketing their fish catching has slowed the pace of the economic. Seeing this, students of Bogor Institute of Agriculture Mashar Taufik of Fishery and Marine Science Faculty and Faiz Ahmad Gozi of Farm Technology Faculty has an idea to build Android-based application called FINE, which stands for Fisherman Friend. This idea of creating FINE application started from the worries of the two students seeing the poor condition of the fishermen in Mamuju Regency, West Sulawesi, and the government's stagnant program. Mashar explained that FINE application is an Android-based application that was designed as a forum to meet the fishermen with investors to build partnership in Mamuju Regency, West Sulawesi province. In other words, this application is to ease the capital access and online fish product sales. The application involves fishermen, cooperative, investors, and consumer with the application system designed as good as possible so that everyone can experience the benefits of the application. Listener Mashar added, Mamuju Regency is chosen because it is situated directly with Makassar Strait, which is the largest fish supplier in West Sulawesi, such as tuna, chakalang, mackerel, kerapu, and kaka. Skipjack is actually the largest tuna species, but it is less benefited in the area because of lack of technology to catch the fish. FINE application, Mashar and his team has managed to receive an award as the second winner of the scientific research competition in PSP Berkarya 2017 organized by Riau University on November 6 to 8. Mashar hopes the application can also be implemented and get support from the government related to the partnership activities and marketing system. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany entitled FINE Application to Digitally Sell Fish. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We meet again in another edition of Miscellany.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's season, we will present the songs of the people of Lampung. So stay with us at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, listeners, let's listen to the song entitled Canggut Agung. Happy listening.
Agung Sai Wawa,
Listeners, composed by Saiful Anwar, this song is a typical song of the people of Lampung. The lyrics of the song tell about the richness of customs and culture of Lampung that has existed since ancient times. And through the lyrics, this song invites young generation of Lampung to preserve the Lampung culture. The song Cangget Agung is usually sung during traditional wedding ceremonies and cagak pepandum or begawi events to get a traditional title. Cangget Agung in Lampung culture is also one of the traditional dances. This dance is usually performed by young Lampung ladies during Lampung traditional event. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Lipang Lipang Dang. Happy listening.
Gardiniku
Listeners, the song Lipang Lipang Dang that you just heard was sung by Musli Hami. Sung with joy. In fact, the lyrics of this song uses the old poetry language. The lyrics are the theme of love, which tells of a bachelor or a boy left behind by a lover. Usually, the song is sung during a custom or wedding ceremony. To end the original song entitled Tanah Lado Sang by Andy Ahmad will be My Turn. Composed by Fat Sahbudin, the song Tanah Lado tells about the glories of Lampung in the past and how rich the culture of Lampung is. The song also revolves around black pepper as a mainstay Lampung product, which until now immortalized as one of the symbols of Lampung icons. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Tanah Lado. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Japalas munggah di bengkunan gunung rimba tiupu matang pulau-pulau di laut Jawa wardi Nusantara Tani tuku salun jajabi Tamu lampungku tamu lada Merga Murah
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.